Hurricane Sandy is just the latest example of how ubiquitous social media has become. First responders, news media, and citizens sent out more than 3 million tweets in one 24-hour period. Many communicated helpful information like nearby shelters or hotline phone numbers, but others were simply wrong, some deliberately false. As the Army found out, setting the record straight once misinformation goes viral, not easy. Sergeant Dale Sweetnam is tackling this issue as part of his work in the Office of the Public Affairs Chief at the Pentagon, and he joins us now. Sergeant Sweetnam, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
All right, so give us some examples that you chose for the social media roundup. I mean, what did you find? What are some of the things that were really troublesome?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, the social media roundup is something that we release every other week, and it deals with a social media-related topic so that those that post to social media around the Army stay up to date with some of the most current trends. When Hurricane Sandy hit, there was a lot of social media traffic in regards to just simply updating personnel on, you know, where the hurricane may hit if they were in the direct path. But then there's also an outpouring of support. One photograph surfaced from the Old Guard, and this photograph was a photograph of individuals outside the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, guarding that as they do on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. The problem was this photograph that not only went out but became viral was a photograph from September, not from the actual hurricane itself. So what we saw was, you know, these organizations wanted to show support. They wanted to show a great image of soldiers doing their jobs in the face of such a, you know, a major weather event. But in doing so, didn't check the facts and posted a photograph that was over a month old. So that was a little bit troublesome.
And I remember that story coming across the news reports. Were in fact soldiers guarding the tomb at the time of Sandy?
Yes, they were.
Okay,
yes,
so that so the story was right. It was just that photo was from another time.
That is correct. And then what happened was the Old Guard had loaded three different images to the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution System. It's called DVIDS. It's where a lot of its content management, where, you know, a lot of organizations can put up photos and stories that can be then distributed through the military. So they had photographs that were actually of the soldiers at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, but the problem was people picked up the one that looked a little bit more visually compelling and didn't really do the research to find out, hey, these weren't the right images.
And what about some misinformation that might have gone out? Because at least the point was accurate that the soldier was standing guard throughout the whole time. But there were some examples. One tweet went out that said, this was all reported too, that the stock exchange had flooded and that the governor was in hiding or something, was in a safe house. Did you see things like that get out also?
Not so much on the military side, or at least the Army side of the table. For a long time, they've preached, you know, when you put information out, you obviously want to be quick with the information. That's kind of social media, and that's the way it works. But in doing so, especially when you're providing content that directs people to rescue, you know, organizations or directs people to shelters, you want to make sure you have that information right. Really, all we came across was that one specific image being communicated through multiple Army social media sites, and the Old Guard did the best they could. And the Old Guard actually took to Twitter, and they addressed the individuals that were retweeting the photo and said, thank you for your support of the Old Guard, but these photos are from a month ago. Here's where you can find the most recent photos. So we didn't see a whole lot of the really, you know, major negative information popping out. It was just that one image.
And in a way, that's a good thing, too. I mean, it does show that when you're talking about 3 million tweets in 24 hours, the vast majority, at least this time, were accurate. And I should say we're speaking with Sergeant Dale Sweetnam of the Office of the Chief of Public Affairs at the Pentagon. But it does raise the question, because the Army isn't responsible for things going viral that might be wrong in the first place. How much can you guys actually do to control and correct it?
Well, social media has been around for a couple of years now, and the online social media division, which is where I work, which is part of the Office of Chief of Public Affairs, has made a very concerted effort to put together training materials and to educate our public affairs practitioners and social media managers on the do's and don'ts of social media, and what you can and what you cannot do. We keep the education going. We put out the social media roundup. We've actually developed a social media handbook that leads people through the process. And while misinformation can occasionally get out, they're all mistakes, people are human, we've done a lot in the works of educating those that do this so that, you know, at the very least, they're not going out there just operating without a net. They are operating with a great deal of support from the Office of Chief of Public Affairs and they have the training that can help them do their jobs well.
So what are the top three things you tell soldiers and people on the scene that might be using social media? What do they have to remember when they do it on behalf of the Army?
Roger. When you're doing it on behalf of the Army, obviously the most important thing to realize is accuracy. The information has to be correct. Secondly, is operation security. Now, there may be elements of the installation. There may be elements of Army operations that need to be kept private or need to be kept secret just based on the fact that, you know, this is the Army needs to go about their business and do their daily jobs and keeping OPSEC in mind. And lastly, it's, you know, making sure that the information gets out quickly. The last thing you want to do is to put out incorrect information, but you also don't want to wait so long that the information doesn't get to the right people before, you know, when they need it.
And just a detail question, do you ask soldiers that might be doing social media, especially tweets, to turn off the location services on the devices they're using?
Yes, that is common practice, that especially when you get to, you know, geographic-based social networking and things of that nature. Anything that can provide metadata and photographs or anything that can provide exact locations, yes, that's something we advise. That's a best practice. The last thing you want to do is expose your location when your operation is supposed to be secret.
And briefly, what do you tell soldiers when it comes to not sending out tweets and things like that, but receiving them and relying on the information? Do you tell them to always check another source, for example?
It's good practice to check another source, but really we do want our installations, especially, for example, Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst was right there in New Jersey, and they were in the direct path of the hurricane. We want the individuals around that installation to be able to trust that installation and that, you know, Twitter account and that Facebook page. It's good practice just to look and to see what else everyone's putting out, but for example, that installation had all the information that was pertinent to that area. So that was your primary source. And when you educate and when you train these social media practitioners to put that information out in a timely manner and also be accurate, you need to rely on them to make sure that, you know, the individuals around the installation can trust them as well.